Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, November 2nd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. With the massive flooding in the north, humanitarian aid is plentiful. The challenge is in getting it there, since fighting in the south erupted. Men for Mission's Bill Evans says they're packing a container of relief supplies this week. He's hoping when they arrive in December, the fighting will have ended so they can minister.
With the missionaries to try and determine how we can partner, we as concerned Americans, or anyone for that matter, that wants to go and help with humanitarian efforts. So we're working closely with them to consider our distribution opportunities and just friendship evangelism opportunities that would go with that.
Next, in the last 15 years, a lot of progress has been made in Bible translation. That's the message from Wycliffe Bible translators and others. Louise Bush, who headed up 82,000 and beyond, spoke to Wycliffe members recently. He says producing a Bible can't be the only focus of translators, as many in the industrialized world are becoming oral learners.
They won't necessarily be picking up and reading a Bible or a New Testament. And how do we communicate effectively through radio, through television, and through video and CD and other kinds of media? It becomes an essential question today.
And a Christian in Ecuador's National Congress is making his mark. When first elected, he called on the Bible League to help him provide copies of Scripture to his colleagues. There are now plans to give Bibles to those who were missed by last year's initial distribution. Today is the legislators' debate. God's Word is becoming a more common reference during congressional speeches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video featuring my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's bound to encourage your church to get involved. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.